So, Chris, have you heard of the podcast theory?
Oh, God. What's the podcast theory?
Nothing. I don't know. They just come up with theories and, you know, they talk about it.
Oh, you mean like those podcasts that just have a theory for everything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're like, so.
So, anyway. Have you heard of the so-and-so theory? Love that.
Speaking of, I got a theory of my own, you know? Have you heard of the Wanda theory?
I have not heard of the Wanda theory.
I think she planned it all from day one. Like, we know from WandaVision, she had her personal time with the Mind Stone. Yeah. Her and the Mind Stone, they're planning the future of the MCU together. I was just watching Age of Ultron earlier today, and it kind of just clicked. I was like, yeah, she was in there for a while, and they were doing those experiments. And then everything's working out for Wanda, if you notice. Like,
Everything's going
She made a fake vision. That fell apart, but then she got a real vision. He went off to find himself, but he'll be back, right? He has the old vision's memories. He'll be back.
Yeah. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, the Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. And what's the next part? Cue the band. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I am your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your power today?
My power today? I'm going with Ghost Rider for today.
Oh, yeah?
I finally learned the pendant stare. Every parent needs it.
Really? All right. I'm interested. Go on.
Apparently, I have a look now. But when the kids are out of line, just catch eye contact. Tighten them right on up.
Oh, yeah.
Call it a pendant stare.
The pendant stare. All right.
But what's your power today, Roscoe?
I'm feeling a little bit of Sentry right now.
Uh-oh. And the Void?
Yeah.
Just the Sentry.
Both. It can go back and forth at any moment in time. There's a lot of emotional stuff going on right now. I can be smiling 1 second and be yelling at our producer the second. Who knows?
And even if you win, he'll re-edit it to sound like you lost the fight.
Anyway, so the Doom trailer dropped last week. The release date is set for 10/22/21. I don't know why I stumbled right there.
It sounded like your tape kind of went out there a little bit. like when Vision had the gum in the
episode. Oh, no. I mean, that was the worst episode of WandaVision, the whole magic show stuff. But have you seen the Doom trailer, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Epic. Who's in it? Name some cameos.
Everybody's in it.
Everybody.
MJ from Spider-Man was the first one I noticed.
Uh-huh.
Really cool cameo. What you got? Shout out your cameo.
Aquaman is in it. Khal Drogo. He's in it. Beardless Khal Drogo.
Beardless. Oh, well, I got the biggest call out.
Who?
The Infinity Gauntlet. Thanos.
Oh, Thanos is in it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. That classic line in the trailer, like, I am smiling.
Okay. Well, what does Thanos have on Poe from the new Star Wars trilogy?
Poe,
the pilot.
What does Poe have on Thanos? Come on.
He can fly better than Thanos.
No.
Poe has an X-Fighter. Thanos has the Thanos chopper. Yeah.
And that was a variant of Thanos that crashed the chopper. The real Thanos did crash.
Have you heard of the Thanos theory?
The Thanos theory? What's the Thanos theory?
He took the helicopter blade off, and that was what he was using in game.
I heard it. It's worthless helicopter. I'll keep the blade,
though. Yeah, exactly. But a bunch of big stars in Doom coming, so it looks pretty legit, right?
Yeah, and the trailer looks epic.
Yeah.
Really cool special effects.
Dystopian, kind of like, kind of reminds me of Mad Max, but way more spacey.
Yeah, it's like Mad Max Fury Planets this time.
And Destiny. Have you played Destiny?
I played the little test, the beta test.
The beta test? Yeah,
yeah, I played that and didn't have interest, no.
Yeah. I mean it was a big hit for Halo fans and whatnot, so but anyway, looks great. So staying in movies, Jordan Peele released a trailer for
teaser poster
for his next horror movie called Nope.
Every black man's statement when they see some scary shit, they turn the other way. Nope. Not today.
Just going through the house, the realtor's like, so, you know, it has 3-bedroom, 4-bath. Get out. Nope.
I'm out of here. Gotta go.
And you'll really love the basement down here. A family died. Nope. Yeah. Immediately. So, why do you think he's giving us simplistic movie titles, Jordan Peele?
I think because you have that complexity of the content. Mm. So you give a simplistic title. It's like that contrast. It's like anything with art, you look for that contrast. And I think he's given the contrast between the title and the subject matter that you actually get at the end of the day. It's like when you watch his movies, they're really deep. Like,
yeah, yeah. Get Out. After watching Get Out, I stopped dating for a while.
And ironically,
almost didn't come back from Pennsylvania.
Let me take a flash photo shot of you.
My nose starts bleeding. And then what was the Us? That was the other one.
Yes.
Get Us. Out and Us. Yeah, that was really good. That one. I wouldn't say it was good as Get Out, but it definitely had some M. Night Shyamalan Malakum twists in it.
Yeah, I like evenly grade them because when you look at it, Get Out came out first, and you didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had an expectation set, and then Us came out, mm-hmm. and you're trying to grade it against Get Out. No matter what, you're going to say, Get Out or Us. So Get Out's always going to win just because it was first.
Yeah.
But it could have been in reverse, and I think you'd feel the same way if they reversed the release dates. And both great movies.
Yeah, both. Indeed.
So how do you feel about the other titles where they say, like, oh, produced by the same team that brought you Get Out, and then it's really not same team, it's just they have some of those people and then they try to put it under that umbrella and
under Jordan Peele's name.
Kind of try like, to get in the Jordan Peele genre and just them, Antebellum.
Kind of like Lovecraft Country.
He was on there as a producer.
Yeah. So
he had a lot to say, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, definitely that was written by other people, so it's not his story.
Yeah.
But then they use his notoriety to kind of push it out there.
I mean, he's big into the, you know, horror. Like, he went from comedy, literally doing the Chappelle Show with Keegan, Michael Key, which, I mean, you could totally argue was stolen by Dave Chappelle.
Stolen from. definitely an argument to say that they stole that from Dave Chappelle.
Even Tosh.0 did the same thing.
Yeah, and that's what they do. Like, because it's a big industry, the industry's trying to make their money, and then they just use the namesakes of whomever comes up and has that popularity at the time.
Because Daniel Tosh is way funnier live than, like, the show. I mean, same thing could be said about Dave Chappelle. Same thing could be said about Jordan Peele.
Tosh.0 is a kind of show that writes itself. Like, long as he finds videos, he doesn't really have to say much. Those videos are hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
He just played a video and then look at you and let you respond.
Skateboarder, Robert Dyrdek did the same thing. Ridiculousness. That's just a spinoff of Tosh.0.
Oh, cool.
You know? But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's just a skateboarder. This, that, and the other. But they pull these names in the effort to make money. So yeah, that's what the whole them and Antebellum and all that jazz.
Yeah, I think it's more like the McDonald's syndrome. Like, it's about the format. Mm. You go open a McDonald's anywhere and sell it. And so once Jordan Peele made a movie and they break it down of how he made it successful, they can make anything in that same format, sell it, package it, put it out there. So I really feel like they're just trying to get that money, and mm-hmm. they really don't care about the individuals in the process. Yeah.
But going back to Lovecraft Country, we got two big stars in there that appeared recently in Loki.
Yeah, yeah. We have B-52.
We finally narrowed it down. 52.
B and a number.
But yeah, B-52 is in Lovecraft Country, and also
Kang
is
Immortus.
Yeah,
Kang the Conqueror. Which yeah, we confirmed that was Immortus that they mm-hmm. saw in the Loki series,
mm-hmm.
which was ironically the most powerful and the most peaceful version of Kang. So we have a lot of different Kangs to look out for.
Now.
Possibly a Lovecraft Country Kang, maybe.
So he's going to be playing, like sources say, he's going to be playing every rendition of Kang. Iron Lad, so-and-so.
How are you going to play Iron Lad?
Hmm?
They're going to de-age him? Iron Lad's supposed to be like a teenager. He's part of Young Avengers.
Like every person that has become Kang in the Marvel Universe eventually, he will be played by that same actor.
Now, what would be sweet is if they had planned far enough ahead and you just see him in the background to old movies. Mm. Or they got it on Disney. They could just remaster it and just put it in there.
Yeah,
you know, hey, he was there the whole time. The whole time?
Good old Disney magic. They can do it.
Mm-mm-mm. I always appreciated their thoroughness. As you like, if you go and watch all the way through all the movies they have so far, all the series, and then go back and rewatch some of the old stuff, you'll see that everything lines up. Everything matches except for Spider-Man Homecoming. But everything else lines up.
How does Spider-Man Homecoming not line up?
That part is one part at the very beginning of Spider-Man Homecoming. They say like some, I think it's like seven years later after the New York battle. That time didn't line up right. It's not the right time.
Oh, something like that. Well, they say the new timeline is going to be Endgame, then Loki, then WandaVision, then Falcon and Winter Soldier. The new timeline is saying that Far From Home.
Wait, you're talking about Homecoming, the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, 7 years later after the Civil War?
I think it's no, because they say it's after the Battle of New York. Because you remember Vulture was getting... He was cleaning up the alien parts from the battle. And that's where he was getting his tech from. And it's something like, I had to look it up again. It's something like the time just like, it was the wrong year.
Well, I mean.
They made it the wrong year.
Have you heard of
Sony mistake.
Have you heard of the Iron Man Spider-Man 2 theory?
Iron Man Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, that when the robots were going crazy at the expo. There was
I remember the
little kid with the Iron Man mask on. That was Peter Parker. Yeah,
that's not a theory. That's just like an Easter egg. We had Michael Jordan. Oh, sorry, Michael B. Jordan is reportedly.
Does he have the secret stuff?
He's not Michael A. Jordan. They couldn't get the A. Jordan, so they got the B. Jordan. But no, Michael B. Jordan apparently is developing a Superman project for HBO.
Uh-huh.
A Black Superman.
From Earth 2.
Kind of an alternate story. Was it Earth 2?
Yeah, Earth 2.
Yeah, okay. And so, like, they're working on it, just getting a project together. It's rumors that he may star as Superman in the role, which I would like to see that. I think he could pull that off.
I mean, he did really well as Killmonger, so why not, you know, put him on that Marvel workout plan.
Oh, man. Well, this is DC, right?
I mean, still. Superman,
they don't have the same workout plan.
DC and Marvel doesn't have the same workout plan. Oh no! You look at Thor, and then you look at Henry Cavill. Like, it's pretty much the same damn plan.
I don't know. if he's gonna work out with anybody at DC, he needs to work out with Ben Affleck. If you look at what he went from,
you're right. You're totally right. That being said, Christian Bale once one of his movies, he had to eat for 2 months straight was a single apple and a cup of coffee. To prepare for a role where he just needed him, they needed him to be skinny as all get out.
Oh man,
yeah. It was some psychiatric thriller that I cannot remember right now, but it was great. And it was right, and then right after that, he had to bulk up to play Batman, Christian Bale. So, look, once a theater says you need to get this skinny or this buff or this fat, they find a way.
Well, yeah, the contractual agreement, so
yeah,
they have diets and trainers and all that to get them where they need to be. So
I'm just trying to figure out what contract stopped Henry Cavill from shaving his mustache.
Mission Impossible 3 is.
Oh, really? That's what it was?
Was it 3 or 4?
It had to be 4.
It's the only one with him in it.
Yeah.
I think, is it Ghost Protocol, was it?
Ghost Protocol.
Yeah. So he had a big mustache in that one, if you see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started that movie first, signed that contract first, so he was under obligation because that was part of his character to have that mustache. And so there's like, we'll just CG it out. Bad idea.
Terrible.
It might have done better just to set a release date back and just let him shave.
Yeah. Crazy. Speaking of more movies of like in the line of Mission Impossible or whatnot, are you ready for the new James Bond movie? Daniel Craig and whatnot.
He's coming back.
See, I thought it was gonna be Idris Elba. Our boy.
Cool.
Yeah. Like we were like, oh man, everybody was so excited, like, oh man, Black James Bond, da 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 da. But I guess they're finishing out the Daniel Craig series first.
Yeah, it's pretty much finished at this point.
No Time to Die. It's James Bond, No Time to Die. And historically,
I guess we know it's gonna happen there.
As soon as you see that title in a James Bond film, it's done.
But like my thing is with it, like, cause Daniel Craig introduced a action James Bond.
Yeah.
All the other James Bonds are real smooth and suave and secret.
Shaking nuts to her.
He's like exploding the city and running around.
Michael Bay is background going,
like,
yes!
He's too old at this point to keep doing that type of James Bond.
Yeah.
I don't see it working out.
I mean, there have been like the third one with him in it. They were like, 007, you're getting old. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So,
and they should let it die there.
Yeah. So
but speaking of movies and rumors of movies, I remember hearing a long time before Henry Cavill, there's a rumor that The Rock was going to play Superman. But either way, that was going to be the first black Superman, more or less. And then it kind of just died out and disappeared, and Henry Cavill showed up. You think that's why, as the Black Adam, he keeps teasing and antagonizing Superman?
Yeah. Because
he's mad about not getting that role. So, okay, I can't be Superman. I'm going to beat Superman.
I mean, at that point in time, I feel like he was too busy filming Moana. So,
Oh, Lord.
What can I say? It's up. You're welcome.
But yeah, and with Michael B. Jordan's Superman,
mm-hmm.
they keep saying, referring to it as a project, not a movie. So you think we might get a series out of it rather than just a running movie?
Like the miniseries they're doing with Marvel now?
Because that's a popular thing now, the little 6 episode, something like that.
B15. Anyway, it could be a thing. We'll see. Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick draw. Pew. All right, Chris. So.
What'd you got for me?
All right. 30 seconds left on the clock in this football game. Forrest Gump has the ball. The other team is talking smack about Bobby Boucher's mother. Is Forrest getting that touchdown?
Oh, man, I got to give it to Forrest. I just see, like, watch the Forrest Gump movies.
Have
you
seen Waterboy?
Yeah, he cleans house, but Forrest Gump is not aware of anything around him except for his goal. When he's going, he ran through Vietnam airstrike. He ran through an airstrike. And did not care and went back the same other people.
You know what? You're right.
Shot. And Sansone jumped up and bit him. Bobby Boucher gonna tackle him and something jumped up and bit me. He's just gonna brush that off. Keep it moving.
Great films. Both great, wonderful films.
I can see it now. He gets a touchdown. And like, they told me it was $100,000 touchdown, but they must have kept that money. Bottom line, it would be a lot of laughter on the field.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, God.
All right. Roscoe.
Yeah.
Quick draw.
Pew.
We have Professor X versus Mr. Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Whose head is shinier?
All right. What handicaps do they have? What can they bring into this battle? Oh, wait. Oh, no. Okay.
What?
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right. Sorry. What can they bring to this? Are they allowed certain items? Can they bring a razor? Can Professor X bring a razor? Can Professor X
bring his chair? Can Mr. Clean bring the magic eraser?
Look, all right. I said handicapped and he's in a wheelchair. Okay, handicapped. Anyway.
Yeah, Mr. Clean's a piece of paper and Professor X is in a chair.
But is Mr. Clean bringing the magic eraser and some Windex? What hair products are being brought to this? Like Sheila Sean? Like what's some Fabuloso?
Turtle wax.
Turtle wax. Look, all right.
And Deadpool's the judge.
Deadpool is the judge. Oh my god. All right. So I'm going to say Mr. Clean's head is shinier because he has the cleaning power with him at all times. He got the scrubbing bubbles. He has the magic eraser. Professor X's psychic abilities ain't got nothing on a magic eraser. Well, the magic eraser comes in clutch, all right?
Yeah.
I cleaned off crayon the other day of my new apartment.
You can get Sharpie out.
Yeah.
If you catch it as soon as they do it.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm giving that to Mr. Clean.
Roscoe.
Yes.
What you have for comment relief today?
As far as comment reliefs go, so we know that Shaman King is being released again at some point in 2022. So I've been rereading the Shaman King manga. I've been reading the Shaman King manga written by not Jordan Peele. Written by Hiroyuki Takai. He started that. He started Shaman King in 1998, and it's been going. I mean, it ended in 2004. But still, like, the whole thing is amazing. It's one of the first mangas I ever bought, and I continue reading it and just rereading it since it's coming back out. So, cool. Shaman King, go to Best Buy or the internet.
Go to the internet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
One, two, three.